Just for a quick minute. Lord, we do thank you and we love you and we bless you, Lord. We thank you for giving us life and that more abundantly, Lord. Thank you for putting laughter in our souls. We thank you that you've set us free through Christ Jesus, Lord. It's called redemption. You paid the penalty for us, the ransom. We were being held hostage by sin. Jesus Christ paid the penalty and set us free. Oh, my God, thank you. You did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. We're so grateful, Lord. Now we're going to ask that you speak to us through your word, Lord. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It illuminates the way as we try our best to navigate through a dark, fallen, broken, dying, and decaying world. Thank you for your word, Lord. It teaches us how to speak, how to act, how to think, how to live, how to give, how to forgive. It covers everything, Lord. You left nothing to question. So we thank you for that and we bless you. Holy Spirit, continue to rule and reign in the hearts of your people. We open our hearts and minds to receive your word now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So family, we've been talking about the children of Israel and their journey and how it relates to our journey. We are trying to get to, did I say 1 Corinthians 10 and 1? I did say that or I didn't say that. Amen. So we've been talking about the journey, how it relates to our journey, how it took them 40 years and they didn't make it. And they just died in the wilderness. And how the world is a wilderness, and how we're journeying, and how it was five things that kept them from getting to the promise that God has for them. God's promised us an abundant life, and the same five things that stopped them from getting to the promised land, and they died in their dysfunction, is the same things that will prevent us from getting to the promise that God has for us. And we'll get so comfortable in that confusion and that dysfunction that we'll die there because we'll think it's normal. So we're trying to get to the five things. But God's kind of preempted that. We've been talking about this history thing. Look at chapter 10 and verse 1. Paul is saying, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, stupid, dumb, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Paul is saying, I don't want you to be ignorant about your history, your biblical history, which is different from world history. Okay, let's make the distinction so you understand what I'm saying. As Christians, our history is totally different from world history. We have a biblical history. Our fathers passed through the sea. As Christians, our history is not the same. Okay, Pastor, what are you saying? Okay, all right. All right, who's with me today? Brother Chris, all right. Let me set this up. Take us to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Now, if it gets too cold in here, let me know. I'll cut off the air. And then it'll get too hot, then I'll cut it back on. All right? 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You have a new history. As a believer, you have a new history. So what am I saying? So our kids go off to college and then they kind of, you know, try and tell them that you're black now. You're blackness. You're African-American. God's saying that you're a new creation. That's your history. God is saying you work for $1 million an hour. The world say, I need you to come back down to my level and work for minimum wage. And if you don't know your history, you'll go to college and start working for minimum wage. All right. If you don't know your history, you start living like your minimum wage as opposed to $1 million an hour. Because God says you're a new creation. Your history is not the same. We got to clear it up because you'll go out of here and you'll start acting like something you're not. You'll go out of here and you're thinking you're going to a playground where it's actually a battleground. You think you're going to play in a sandbox, but when you leave these doors, you're going to a boxing ring. It's spiritual warfare. And if you don't know your history, then you'll live like something you're not. So your new creation. All right. Take us to John 3:3. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's leave it there. Let's go to 18. Let's see. Let's break it all the way down. I think I had 18 through 21. 5:18, Chris. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 19, Chris. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto him, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Somebody should say amen, that your trespasses is not on you anymore. Hey, thank you, Lord. Amen. Somebody was saying, amen. Thank you, Lord. What's 20. Now then, we are ambassadors. Make a note. What's your history? You're an ambassador for Christ. We don't even know who we are. The world's trying to tell you to live like trash. God says you're a treasure. God says you're my ambassador. The world says I need you to be LGBTQ and all this other kind of stuff. God says, no, why would you settle for that when I'm called you my ambassador? We don't know our history as Christians, our biblical history. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beg you, beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ did, be ye reconciled to God. You're an ambassador. And in 21. For it made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God, that we might be in right standing and acceptable to God. Because of Christ, now we're acceptable to God. That's our history. It's okay to be proud of who you are and where you come from, but this is your history. And if you forget that, okay, so I have this thing that says, who are you? It's based on your, the world says it's based on your culture, your ethnicity, your socioeconomic status, your neighborhood, I'm from here, I'm from there, your family, your job, your career, your satanic zodiac sign. Why would you settle for that when God's called you an ambassador? Oh, what month were you born in? What's your dude? No, stop. Stop. I'm not living like minimum wage. I'm an ambassador. God says you're born again. You're a new creation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a joint heir. All right. I'm trying to set this up. So, okay. 3:3. John 3:3. See, now your old history was based upon the old you, but you're a new creation. Now we're born again. Jesus answered, said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, most assuredly, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you've accepted Christ into your heart, you've been born again, you have a new history, you're a new creation. First Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You have royalty running through your blood. Why are you trying to let people slap these labels on you? You know why? Because we don't know our history. And they didn't. They forgot. That's why they died in the wilderness, because they forgot who they were. And that's why you and I will settle for less, and we'll never get to the abundant life that God has for us, because we'll get so comfortable in dysfunction, we'll think it's normal, because we forgot who we are. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a special treasure, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You're in light. Why would you go and get back into darkness and be in bondage to darkness on any level? I don't care how it comes disguised. Well, if we don't know our history, then we will connect ourselves with darkness. Because everybody's looking for something to identify with. And if you're not, here's the revelation, if you're not connected to Christ, then you have become confused by Satan. And you all wrapped up in your political party. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. Are you serious? You're a royal priesthood. Why are you living beneath what God called you to be? Because you don't know your history. I remember being in college, and it was really weird for me because I went to this predominantly black high school in L.A. at the time. And then I decided to go by the grace of God, as you look back now, but it was God leading me to Loyola Marymount University, which was predominantly white. And so these guys are sitting around, and they decide to pull rank in the dorm room. Where it's a party at the dorm room. I was just hanging out. I wasn't really, I don't even know I was there. Yeah, right. But anyway, these guys start talking about stuff I'd never heard before, like I'm a WASP. I'm a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Like, really? I've never heard that before. I found out it was just a fancy name for a sinner. Somebody say amen. That's all that was. But everybody's looking for something to identify with. And they start pulling rank and all this other kind of stuff. So when you are youngsters, they get to college, they're going to try and pull rank on you. I'm this, I'm that. You better let them know who you are. But if you don't know, you're going to settle for less. You're going to live like trash and at minimum wage. As opposed as a royal priesthood. What does 10 say, Chris? Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Underline, make a note, we're royal priesthood, we're ambassadors, we are the people of God. Which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Remember, we talked last week, everyone was created by God, but everybody's not a child of God. But now that we've been born again, and we're a royal priesthood, now we are. All right, let's see, what else? Take us to Romans, Chris. Romans 8. 8 and 14. So here we are. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead your life, you are a child of God. Know your history. This is our history. Anything else is just way beneath what God's called you to be. Go to 15, Chris. For you've not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Why do you want to get wrapped up in some fear and some